Deliver me from my enemies, O God. Be my fortress against those who are attacking me. Deliver me from evildoers and save me from those who are after my blood. See how they lie in wait for me? Fierce men conspire against me for no offense or sin of mine, Lord. I have done no wrong, and yet they are ready to attack me. Arise to help me. Look at my plight. You, Lord God Almighty, you who are the God of Israel, rouse yourself to punish all the nations. Show no mercy to wicked traitors. They return at evening, snarling like dogs, and prowl about the city. See what they spew from their mouths. The words from their lips are as sharp as swords, and they think, who can hear us? But you laugh at them, Lord. You scoff at all the nations. You are my strength. I watch for you. You, God, are my fortress, my God in whom I can rely. God will go before me and will let me gloat over those who slander me. But do not kill them, Lord our shield, or my people will forget. In your might, uproot them and bring them down. For the sins of their mouths and for the words of their lips, let them be caught in their pride. For the curses and the lies they utter, consume them in your wrath. Consume them till they are no more. And then it will be known to the ends of the earth that God rules over Jacob. They return at evening, snarling like dogs, and prowl about the city. They wander about for food and howl if not satisfied. Psalm 59, verses 1 through 15. Matthew Henry says of these verses, "In these words we hear the voice of David when a prisoner in his own house, the voice of Christ when surrounded by his merciless enemies, the voice of the church when under bondage in the world, the voice of the Christian when under temptation, affliction, and persecution." And thus earnestly should we pray daily to be defended and delivered from our spiritual enemies, the temptations of Satan, and the corruptions of our own hearts. We should fear suffering as evildoers, but not be ashamed of the hatred of workers of iniquity. Is it not strange if those regard not what they themselves say, who have made themselves believe that God regards not what they say? And where there is no fear of God, there is nothing to secure proper regard to man. We see in Psalm 59 the plans of man and the actions of God, the unfaithfulness of man and the trustworthiness of God. Man believes himself to be clever and cunning. Truth beholds a wearer of masks with a cloak of deception cast over his shoulders. God can be found continuing in his faithfulness. Man will size up another to determine if he is of equal strength or if he may become master over the other. There is not one who can be compared with the Lord our God. Twice mentioned in Psalm 59 in verses 6 and 14 are the words, "They return at evening, snarling like dogs, and they prowl about the city." Following in verse 7, are the words, "See what they spew." Spew means to force out or vomit from their mouths slander, lies, and untruths. In David's time, these people would be out in the streets at the gates of the city spewing their truths. Today, they use social media to carry their theories, opinions, and such into our homes and into our lives. And the majority of their words spoken are filled with half-truths, with invented truths, with taking the truth and twisting it until it fits a narrative and can raise questions of doubt, suspicions, divisions, distrust, and separation. In verse 15, they wander around looking for food and howl if not satisfied. Their hunger for chaos is insatiable. It will never be satisfied. Any satisfaction that does come to them is by way of the acceptance of the lies that they have created, the false narratives, the false reports, anything that will give wings and flight to their deception. If you watch closely, you can see every day and every night the scene from the Garden of Eden being played out before you. There's the tempter with his question, the quiet insinuations, and the doubts that are being raised up. In the psalm, David is crying out to the Lord as he has become a prisoner in his own home. Saul has sent men to watch for and to kill David. We, in a sense, can relate to the feelings and pressures of having been pursued for something we did not do, by the perception of another. We were made prisoners in our homes. This was done by telling us it was for our own good and the safety of others to shelter in place, even though they knew that what they were about to do was cruel and unjust and, worst of all, meaningless in addressing the event being used by them for cover. We must never forget what a few did to the masses during the COVID-19 scare. Every day, all day, and all into the night, the tally numbers were given to instill fear and our dependence on them for our delivery from the evil that had been unleashed upon us. The nature of man is fully displayed in Psalm 59. The cunningness, the deception, hunters after their prey, their growling and snarling, and the unsettling of the events unfolding. David was threatened by Saul, and Saul felt powerful, having his authority to take out his perceived enemy. These are the unjust ways of man, of one who has no fear of the Lord, who does not believe that they will be held to account for what they do. They have, they feel, license to hunt, to destroy, to kill, and their desire feeds them mercilessly. We live today in a time when the laws of man are breaking down, and the laws of God are completely being ignored. And chaos is ensuing. The enemy is gaining ground, and the church still has yet to find her footing and to speak truth to all. Where is she who is to defend the orphan and the widow? Where is she who has been given great privilege and honor to carry forth out into the world the words of God and the message of good news? Where are the heralds, the watchmen in each community? Who is it that is calling out into the darkness to remind her that she is to rise up, that she is equipped for the challenge before her? She has been given what she needs if she will step out of the shadows she has receded into and into the light, into the truth that the world needs to hear. David cries out, "Deliver me, protect me, I watch for you. My fortress, my loving God, our shield, in your might, your strength, your love, your refuge, my refuge in times of trouble. It is you that I call upon. Deliver me." The government is not going to rescue you. They are not going to save you. They will not be able to protect you. And with the great unsettling that is now taking place in our time, with every nation showing times of great troubles and the heavy hands of the oppressors coming down, soon there will be no place to run, no place to hide, no one to take up your cause or address your cries. David holds to the promises of God, the one true living God, who is faithful to his word, who is just in all that he does, who will deliver, who can deliver, and who will protect what is his, who will provide shelter in a storm, comfort when the pain bears down. He shows mercy to the broken, and he leads the wicked to wander into the traps and snares that they have set for others. David finishes this psalm with these words, "But I will sing of your strength. In the morning I will sing of your love, for you are my fortress, my refuge in times of trouble. You are my strength, and I sing praise to you. You, God, are my fortress, my God, on whom I can rely." If you do not truly believe in the power and the authority given Jesus, then he is in reality none of these things to you. Your faith, or actually lack of, diminishes in your own eyes what he is and what it is he can do. You then are as hopeless as the rest of the world. You, like them, will pick and choose to do and to believe those things that will make you look good in another person's eyes, and you will take credit for being clever and getting out of whatever situation that you have found yourself in. Lord, you are the strength within me that lifts me out of bed each day and guides my path. O Lord, my Savior, my God, my refuge, my fortress, and my hope. I ask, Lord, of you, keep your hand upon me, lest I should fall into the darkness and walk hand in hand with the wicked. Take my hand, Lord. Lead me to the ancient paths and show me the path that will lead me home to you. Lord, each day it becomes clear as we look about us that from the bowels of the earth death arises, and with it comes hell unto the earth. Lord, revival is needed. Let it start with me. Let it start with each of us, your church. Let it start here, now, on this very day, at this very moment. Jesus said to his disciples, of whom we are also, fear not, for I am with you. My peace I leave you. Seek him while he may be found, and hold on to his words. For the days to come will lead us to lean heavily upon them as the world continues to prepare for the coming of the Antichrist. It is not a time to be feared, but to seek boldness from the Lord, strength to endure from the Lord, peace that only he can give and he alone can sustain. Put all you have, put all of you into his hands, and watch what he can do, and know from his word how he is going to do it. How great is our God, for he alone is worthy of all our praise. Amen.